Philippe Pinaza, very well done. The 2011 Cooper Tyres British Formula 3 International Series champion. How does that sound?
Sounds great. I mean, I still didn't get it yet because it feels just like a normal race. But in the end, I feel very happy, you know. Grabbing that title early on the year is just amazing. It means a lot of work, a lot of dedication with the team. And it's special. I know many big names came from S3, and I'm sure I've done that step really well. And since now, it's just going to get better.
Do you know have any plans for next year? Hopes?
No, I think logical. I think World Series by Renault will be the good step. But we never know. We'll see towards the end.
Okay. So what was the high point of the year? What was the best race, the best win?
I think Monza. The Monza weekend, I will never forget that.
At the very beginning of the year?
Yes, early on. That was the best feeling ever.
Why? Because of the circuit, the history?
Because the races I've done, being coming from the back and really needing to hard work. I don't know, the feeling was just great over there.
Right. And this was a very hard race as well, though. You spun on the way to the grid.
Yeah. That was my bad. But anyway, I got the car back, concentrate on the race. And I've done my best, and I saw once I couldn't go any quicker, I just kept my pace and finished the race.
Okay. So now you have the luxury of 6 races, and you don't have to worry about the title. So what's the plan?
Now I will take the risk. I go for the win.
Right. Good luck. Thank you.
Kevin, congratulations on your win today. Can you talk me through your race?
Yeah, it was a good race. I had a good start. Didn't make it easy that we had 2 safety cars. But, you know, I had good restarts both times and kept the lead into the first corner. And I had pressure from Pietro all the race. And he did a good job on staying consistent and keeping me under pressure. So it was all about just trying to not make any mistakes and, you know, do consistent fast lap times. But in the end, I kept it home.
Pietro, another solid podium finish today. Can you talk me through your race?
Yeah, the start itself was really good. I had a bit of wheel spin, but I think they struggled a bit as well. So I kept first position, but on first corner, I broke it too late and I locked my front wheel and both overtook me. I went a bit wider, but I knew I was quick, and by making no mistakes, I could have my positions back. It's really hard to overtake around here, but Felipe made a mistake and I got it. So I'm really happy for second place between Magnussen, which is a brilliant driver, can't say anything about him, and Felipe, which is the champion. So I'm really happy, really, really happy. It was an amazing weekend.
This is obviously looking ahead to Donington. Are you quite confident for another strong performance?
Yeah. I don't know the track a lot. You know, I've been there just one day, but not with a Formula 3. So I'm confident. You know, I think it's the kind of track I like. It's high speed, a lot of high speed corners, and not too wide. So it's been good. I want to get there in the same rhythm as here straight away on the first free practice on the top 3, top 4.
So congratulations on your Rookie Cup win again today. Can you talk me through your race?
Yeah, it was really another difficult conditions. It's really different from the one before. It's really greasy track. It's not like wet conditions, but we are stay on the in the rain conditions, rain tires. But it was really slippery in the banking. Usually it's really easy flat out, but now it's flat out with like a drifting away. So we're really scared. But it was really good race. I mean, I was catching up at Lucas Foresti in the end of the race. So it was good pace. So it was good. Yeah, it's a really positive weekend for us, I think.
Confidence for looking ahead to the next round. How are you feeling?
Well, the thing is, I have to take a lot of points as much as possible. Then I think I can finish the championship at Donington, which is the next event. So yeah, looking forward to. But I never been to there before, so I need to do a lot of work on to do. But I think Heidegger will support me a lot, so it will be fine.